Hi, I'm Joey Hess, and I'm going to show you today kind of a prototype of a non-hierarchical directory tree thing that I'm doing with Git Annex. So I've got here a directory full of all kinds of subdirectories in a standard, hierarchical structure, and that's great. And it's great that this is a Git Annex repository, so all these various conference talks are curated and contributed by others, and I can just pull them down from the web quite easily with Git Annex Get. But that's not what I'm here to show you today. If you look over the structure, it tells you some things about the files, but it doesn't really tell you a whole lot. So I thought, what if I could say, tell it, give me a view of the files, and just show me all the different tags that I've put on the different files in this directory tree. Now, you saw that was a little bit slow, and that's because, I wrote this the day before yesterday, and I haven't optimized it at all. But now we have a new directory tree, and it's only got a few tags in it, so this is kind of showing me a different way of looking at my things. And I can see, if I go into Scene here, oh look, here's some of the talks that I myself have looked at, and, I can do things like make a new directory, which is a new tag. I can copy this Trezor or Bitcoin wallet thing into there. Just add it, then on the way. And you'll notice here that it's noticed, oh, he made a new tag and he put it in there. So that must be a new tag for that thing, and it's now learned some more metadata about that file, which will show up in the view. So let's keep looking at this view stuff. We have a view of just tags, but what if I'm interested in the authors also? Well, okay, sure. New view, by author and then by tag. Well, what if I want by tag but then by author? Okay, sure, no problem. Tag, author. So this is, it's a flexible thing. It moves around. It's not just one static directory that you shove stuff into and hope that it's somehow you can find it and dig it out. You can query it. You can look through it. You can say, I'm only really interested in stuff about Git today. So I can filter it to anything about Git. And there's, only the Git talks. I can say, let's go back to the previous tree. No problem. Now, you can go crazy with this. You can say, let's say I'm interested in the years it happened, the conference that it was in. Okay. So you could just keep adding metadata and using it for views however you like, and come up with all kinds of interesting and novel ways of looking at your files that aren't just a flat tree of stuff. So that's what I'm, developing still, and it might change a lot, and it's still a little bit slow. It's got all kinds of caveats, but if you're interested in it, check out the next release of Git Annex, which will let you use the system with at least the files that you've checked in with Git Annex. It doesn't currently work, unfortunately, with, say, a source code full or a tree full of source code or something like that that's not checked into Git Annex. But, that probably doesn't make any sense anyway. We're trying to push the boundaries of what Git can do, and, I'd really like to thank, by the way, all my backers who, over the past couple of years, have supported me as I develop wild and crazy stuff like this and take the time to come up with a new idea and develop it. It's a wonderful thing to be able to do. Thank you all so much. So give it a shot, gitannex.branchable.com. Thank you.